From High Weirdness, and this is our mini episode, Weird Leftovers. Can get a little confusing, but we just do little side things here. I try to bring little true crime, little headlines right now. I might expand it. Ben does reviews, mostly on movies and wrestling, TV. So, now that's established, please, at some point, hit the subscribe button. Also, write a review. That'd be great. If you want to help us out, that'd be awesome. If you don't, then fuck you. Fuck you. I'm just kidding. That's fine. You know, do you. You know, help out if you can. That'd be cool. All right. So, this little story came to me via a friend on Twitter. And you know who you are. It all started, actually, in 2011. And that would be in May of 2011. And it began with the disappearance of Timothy Pitson. Timothy Pitson. It stunned the community of Chicago when Timothy vanished with his mother, Amy Fry Pitson, took him out of his elementary school in Aurora, and drove him to Wisconsin, where they were last seen together at a water park. Soon after, in a motel room in Rockford, Illinois, Miss Fry Pitson was found dead from an apparent suicide. She left a note saying that her son was now in safe hands with someone who loved him and that you'll never find him. An expansive search began for Timothy as the families panicked, including his father, looking endlessly for him for years to no avail. For months, the authorities followed clues, cell phone logs, email accounts, forensic evidence in the vehicle that Timothy was in before he vanished. Also, a Spider-Man backpack that Timothy was believed to have the day he disappeared. And if you've seen the latest True Detective season, there's a little nod, I guess, to that with a Spider-Man backpack, just as a side note. Over the years, sightings were reported, but nothing panned out, rendering what Timothy might look like an account of aging, what he would look like if he aged or distributed. Some claims came in that they saw him, but nothing came out of it until recently. A small Kentucky town, a person ran up seeking help. He looked bruised. He said he was being held against his will by kidnappers for years. He just wanted to go home. He also said he was 14. A young man who turned up on Wednesday, agitated and desperate along a Newport, Kentucky street, said his name was Timothy Pitson. The prospects that Timmy has been found sent law enforcement into a fury to find a DNA test to basically see if this is who he said he was. Well, unfortunately, when the test came back, this also came back.
Well, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed that this appears to be either a hoax or some person that's obviously lying about who he was. We don't know who he is, obviously, but I feel terrible for the grandmother and the aunt and the father. As a parent myself, I feel for them that this is yet another time where they've had their hopes raised, potentially. And I really feel bad for them. I hope that someday we're able to find young Timothy and find out where he was and what happened to him so that we can reunite that family.
Yes, it wasn't Timothy. Who was it? His name was Brian Rainey. Brian Rainey was a convicted felon. And what he was convicted for is pretty laughable. I have a small clip to play what will explain that was.
Yes, the plan was very obvious through their Facebook media posts. The videos of them in the house with the fireplace. Come on out. It's a $400,000 home. We're going to party. Bring your own drugs.
An employee of the builder discovered the damage the next day, and police in nearby Medina alerted Brunswick Hills police that they had seen Facebook postings promoting the party and bragging about the damage. Inside the home, police found some of the personal belongings of the suspects, including prescription pills and one of their credit cards. It turns out that Brian Rainey...
Okay, first of all, you throw a party at a house you don't own. You explain to the realtor that you have $400,000 thrown on the house. And how did you get in there?
Well, how did the suspects get inside? Well, the real estate agent remembered that when she showed Brian Rainey the home, he was standing over her shoulder when she punched in the code to the garage door opener. Police believe Rainey then committed that number to memory.
That may have been the highlight of Rainey's career as a smooth criminal. He was quickly arrested, and he and Christopher Carson, Devontae Murray, and Cordell Burton are now facing charges of burglary and felony vandalism.
They had a plan when they came here. They definitely thought it through, and I hate to say it, kind of knew what they were doing.
They throw a party, and they get caught because they left their credit cards and prescription pills. Really fucking stupid. So what's this guy do when he gets out? He decides to pretend he's been a kidnapped, national story kidnapped child. And he basically said that the reason why he said that was because he had seen it on a documentary while he was in prison for this one crime. This is so stupid. This is such a stupid story. I can't believe this. I can't believe people thought he was 14. And if you look at pictures, he's got a 5 o'clock shadow. He doesn't look 14. Yeah. Well, that was this mini episode. So the case of Timothy still open. Unfortunately, he hasn't been found. Hopefully he's fine. But the whole situation sounds weird in itself, you know, with the mother. Did she actually kill herself? You know, this is all questions that haven't been answered. And this dickhead, Brian, he decided to pull in the heartstrings of his family. Not his family, but Timothy's family. And that's real unfortunate. So don't do any fraud. I guess that's the moral of the story. Stupid criminal. I mean, that is the dumbest, and maybe one of the dumbest things. And please, like I said at the beginning of the show, subscribe to us, write us a review. That'd be awesome. Share us, tell people. Seems that the data suggests that word of mouth is the best way to get around. If you like our show, and you want to hear certain things, you can shoot us a line. You can hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, or even Instagram. Just direct message us, like, hey, here's this weird thing. I'd like to hear about it. I'll look into it. You know? We are going to be expanding pretty soon. So please just grow with us. That's all I can say. Trying to grow. Trying to figure things out. I don't know what I'm doing. I had imposter syndrome, like, the whole time. For the first 2.5 years of doing this. But I think I'm getting over that. I don't know if I'm still an imposter. But, you know, I like doing this. Gives me joy. Hopefully it gives you joy. And that's about it. So if you could just come back, check us out, write a review, that'd be awesome. And you're loved and appreciated. And I hope you do the same for us. And we will see you, you fucking weirdos.